Hi, everybody. My name is Matt Cumming. I'm a partner in the M&A group with McCarthy Tetrall, another Canadian law firm, and delighted to be here with several of my colleagues from Toronto for the conference. And excited for our first session this afternoon on the Texas business courts. And great to have Byron Egan and the Honorable William Whitehill here with us. Byron is a partner in the corporate group at Jackson Walker here in Dallas, where his practice focuses on corporate securities, M&A, and financing across a wide variety of industries. And in addition to handling transactions, he also advises boards of directors and their committees with respect to fiduciary duty and other corporate governance issues. Judge Whitehill is an inaugural judge of the Texas Business Court. He came to the court from Condon, Tobin, Sladek, Thornton, and Nirenberg, where he led the firm's appellate section. Before joining the business court, he served as a justice on the Texas 5th District Court of Appeals, where he authored over 600 substantive opinions. And prior to all that, Judge Whitehill was an associate and partner at Gardier Wynn Sewell, which is now known as Foley & Lardner, for 33 years. So over to you, Byron, and Judge Whitehill.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Judge Whitehill. As that introduction said, you have been a judge and you have been a trial lawyer. You have years and years of experience. And you have also taken the oath and you have been sworn in and you are a judge on the business court. You're here in Dallas. And you're beginning to hear cases. September 1, you were supposed to start hearing cases. Have you done that?
Well, we got the court started September 1.
Right.
I now have 6 cases on my docket. The court, last I heard, had 30 cases on its docket. None of them are far enough along yet to actually come to hearing. I anticipate with some issues out there that's going to happen pretty soon.
Of course.
Before we get much further, I just want to say thank you all for this opportunity. I'm learning so much. Most of y'all are transactional lawyers or investors, private equity people, and I want to talk about the things you all want to know about, so feel free to ask questions, come to the microphones, do that. I'll be around all sessions, so if you're shy, happy to talk to you about that. But I want to make sure you all get enough information that you can give good advice, make good decisions about whether you want to put the business court, Texas business court, into your dispute resolution clauses.
Okay, with that, let's talk about what business courts are. What are they?
Texas Business Court is fascinating. It's wonderful. It's going to be great for business. It's going to be great for Texas. Texas is the 30-something business court in the country of some variety or another. Of course, everybody's familiar with Delaware, North Carolina, Georgia, and some of the others. But we are a specialty court whose mission is to provide efficient, economical expertise service to the business community in having their disputes resolved. We're going to do this in a number of creative, innovative ways. Trials, dispute resolution in the Texas Business Court is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we go along.
Well, where are the business courts?
Okay, so in Texas, there's really only one business court, which is sort of an interesting feature that we have. We have currently 5 divisions that are funded and up and running with 2 judges each in Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio. There are 6 other divisions that are provided for in the statute. Those have not been funded. They're going to be in smaller communities with 1 judge each.
And there are 2 judges in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, Austin?
Yes, sir. And so Dallas is a little interesting in that because Collin County is such an up-and-coming and growing community. Actually, Judge Baressa has her chambers in McKinney. Mine is right here in Dallas. Very excited to talk about the fact that we are going to be co-locating with SMU Robert H. Stedman School of Law and move our physical plant to the law school campus in 3 to 5 years when they finish a capital campaign. In the other cities, there are 2 judges, and they're all right together. And so Dallas, of course, it's Dallas. So we have to be a little bit different than everybody else.
So it's an evolving process.
It is very
created. You don't have a place to hold a court yet, or do you?
Well, so, yeah, my chambers is a little bit in flux at the moment.